Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Gimme the Creeps with Abby and Daniela.
Hello, hello.
You missed us, we missed you, and here we go.
Here we go. It's been 2 weeks, correct?
Feels like forever. I'm a whole year older.
Dude, for real. It does feel like it's been a long ass time. Oh, yeah, the reason you said that is because it's been since last year that we were on here.
I was 28 the last I heard from you.
Oh my God!
Right! 29, baby.
I can't believe you're finally at 29. Like, will remember going out for your 21st birthday. Happy.
I know.
Have we known each other for 10 years?
Stop. I'll sob on this podcast.
Yeah. I think we have. Oh my God. No, I think next year will be 10 years.
Delightful.
Oh no, it is this year. Oh, it's already 2024.
We met in 2014.
Yes, that's when I started working at Spencer's.
Well, howdy do, and happy anniversary.
A whole decade. Happy anniversary.
What's a century? 100 years?
Yes.
Well, feels like that, but yes,
here we are. I agree. Okay, so I've been watching on Netflix Griselda.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to watch that.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
OMG, are you going to cover that?
I am. Today, we are covering Griselda Blanco.
Perfect. That's perfect. You did Mexican cartels, and now we're on our way to Colombia.
Yes, we are. So that show is actually really fucking good. And I am not sure how on point it is, because I've seen both the Cocaine Cowboys and... After doing this episode, I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. So I think it's out of order and they like embellish some stuff, but I'm not 100% sure.
So is it over yet? Are they still coming out with
episodes? No, yeah, I think it's over. I think it was just a limited series.
Okay.
But I was really excited to see Sofia Vergara do something like serious.
Different, yeah. Yes. Seriously.
And she did a great job.
Fantastic. Like, she's from there, right? Colombia?
Yeah, I think so. That's
perfect.
Yeah, she just doesn't look anything like
Griselda. They put prosthetics on her and everything.
Yes, and I will be talking about that later because her son had something to say about it. Griselda's son.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
The only living one left.
I was about to say that people had qualms with this series and this election and this, because he wrote a book, no? Something?
Yes.
We'll talk about it. I'm not.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. We are going to go over that at the end. And yes, Sofia is Colombian. I just realized her and her husband divorced last year.
Yeah. He wanted kids and stuff, apparently.
And she didn't?
I think, no. Mm-mm. She had frozen her eggs with her previous husband, and they had a custody battle over her frozen eggs, and then nobody ended up using them. So I guess she's just done having kids because she doesn't want to be a quote-unquote old mom. So she's done.
Excuse me? She's still an old mom. Mm-hmm.
But her son's like grown, I guess.
I guess so. I mean, okay, I can see. I get it. I don't want any kids either. But like the husband, you lose. The man is gorgeous.
I know. They were a great couple. They looked good together.
They did. They looked so in love. Yeah. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Yep. So let's jump in.
Marvelous.
Okay. So Griselda Blanco was born in Cartagena, Colombia, on February 15th, 1943, and she moved to Medellin, Colombia, with her mom, Ana Respeto, when she was 3 years old. Mm. And Griselda's life of crime started at a young age. When she was 11, she reportedly kidnapped a young boy and killed him when his wealthy parents didn't pay the ransom. She was 11.
Mm-mm.
The following year, she turned to prostitution and pickpocketing.
Jeez.
Yeah. And as a 13-year-old, she lived with an alleged pimp and document forger named Carlos Trujillo, who became her first husband. Mm. Yeah, that's really great. At 13.
Right. How old was he? Old?
I think he was old. I mean, he was a pimp by that time and a document forger. He had to be old, you know, or older. Gosh.
Right.
And they ended up having three sons, but the marriage didn't last. The couple had disagreements over their criminal empire that was beginning. Mm-hmm. And this led Griselda to divorce Trujillo and later have him killed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In the show, I think it shows her killing him, but I don't think that's what happened in real life. So in the 1960s, she moved her family to Queens, New York, with her second husband, cocaine trafficker Alberto Bravo, and covering up their criminal income through his clothing import company, which was very smart because she opened her own women's lingerie factory in Colombia, but only so that she could fill the garments with hidden pockets to smuggle drugs.
Wow.
Isn't that smart? And they did that in, well, I guess it wasn't the same thing, but it reminded me of Orange is the New Black.
Oh, the panties.
They just didn't hide drugs in them. Mm-hmm. So their illegal work was now known as the Alberto Bravo Organization. And when authorities came and knocking, Griselda and Bravo were among the 150 people arrested. And it was considered the biggest Colombian narcotics organization ever uncovered. Mm-hmm. And they were eventually charged with conspiring to manufacture, smuggle, and distribute cocaine in the U.S. So the indictment for this came after Griselda and Bravo fled from federal investigators back to Colombia in 1975, where they planned to continue their business and, like, chill from the heat in the U.S. So once they were back in Colombia, though, Griselda and Bravo reportedly got into a firefight. It reminded me of what the fuck's that show called? Or that movie, Boondock Saints.
Oh.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, never mind. You won't.
With Daryl from, I forget his name.
Yes, from Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I heard it's good. Boondock Saints.
It is amazing. I used to watch it every year on St. Patty's Day, and I would get drunk as fuck because we would play a game that every time they said the word fuck, we would drink. And they say that word about a million times.
Very fun.
Yeah, it was a tradition. And now I can't even imagine fucking drinking like that. But anyways, sidetracked. they got into a firefight and she believed her husband was stealing money. So she shot him to death and either in, okay, once again, maybe I shouldn't be giving spoilers for the show. My bad.
Oh,
okay. So disregard, but, she shot him and he died and she also was shot. And I don't know if it was like a ricochet or if he shot at her and it got her in the stomach, but she survived that. She was just badly fucking hurt. I think it grazed her. But living up to her nickname as the Black Widow, after her, this fucking husband died and then the one before that died and then the rest died. So afterwards, Griselda took control of their entire cocaine operation. By the late 1970s, she had moved to Miami, where she made her reputation as the godmother of cocaine. Seeking to eliminate her competition, she displayed a brazen ruthlessness that plunged the city into a period of violence that became known as the Cocaine Cowboy Wars. And that is why those documentaries are called that. So she allegedly ordered numerous murders, many of which were committed by gunmen on motorcycles, a practice that was said that she was said to have invented. And like they would show up. It was really because motorcycles are easier to maneuver around cars. So yeah, apparently she was the first one to think of that. But so in addition to a number of killings, many of which were committed by gunmen on motorcycles, a practice she was said to have invented. In addition, a number of the killings occurred in broad daylight. Backed by such violence and a sharp cunning, Griselda became one of the world's wealthiest drug traffickers. And according to reports, she smuggled more than 3 tons of cocaine into the United States annually, netting some $80 million per month.
What the hell?
That's fucking insane.
Right?
Yeah.
Crazy because you would think, I mean, you'd like want to play it safe at that point. It's like, okay, I think I'm good, but no, it's always more and more.
Yes, yeah, like
keep growing the empire. Yeah.
She literally thinks nothing
is gonna happen.
Yeah, like she's scared. Invincible. Like,
oh shit, that we've made way too much money. Let's chill.
Yeah, we've made way too much money way too fast. We brought too much attention. There's already been heat on us. I would love
to study her birth chart because all fire signs, I bet.
All fire. No water whatsoever.
No. Spicy, keep it coming.
Yes. So in 1978, she married her third husband, Dario Super. Belveda.
And then that, who's got time for that?
Being married and like getting married to the dude. Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah.
Anyways, go on.
So she gets married to Dario, with whom she shared a son, Michael Corleone Blanco. And he was named after the Godfather character. The Godfather.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
The fourth son? That was her fourth son then?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So the trio secretly returned to the U.S. and settled in Miami. Well, she was already there or whatever. But the same year where Griselda continued her reign over her cartel, as well as her seemingly endless rash of murders, the most infamous slaying was the July 1979 shootout at the Dadeland Mall, in which two of Griselda's hitmen murdered Herman Jimenez Baneso and his bodyguard, Juan Carlos Hernandez, and injured several others. Baneso was reportedly involved in the Colombian drug trafficking trade. And in the show, they talk about it. Like, they show it. Or, well, they show it on the news. Like, they use, like, footage or whatever from the news or whatever. But he is definitely a character in it for a minute. So according to the Miami New Times, Griselda had Dario. Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Griselda had Dario killed in 1983. By that point, the couple were estranged after infidelity and a custody disagreement. The newspaper stated that Griselda always wanted Michael, their son, by her side, while Dario wanted to send their son to school. When she denied his request, Dario took Michael to Colombia, where Griselda reportedly had Dario shot dead in his car with Michael seated right next to him.
Jeez.
Yeah. The then 5-year-old was returned to his mother back in the United States.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah. So targeted by rivals and fearing for her life, Griselda moved to California in 1984. And after a decade on the run, Griselda was arrested in Irvine, California in February 1985. That sucks. It's the same month as your birthday. You're like thinking you're flying high and shit. So according to the United Nations on Drugs and Crime website, when the United States Drug Enforcement Administration, or the DEA, officials stopped her, She gave them a false name and false documents. Found guilty, she received the maximum sentence of 15 years in prison, though she reportedly continued to run her empire while incarcerated, which a lot of people do. During this time, officials looked to press additional charges against her, and she was implicated in more than 200 murders.
Wow.
Yeah. And while serving her federal sentence in New York, the state of Florida charged Griselda with 3 counts of first-degree murder in 1994. The killings, including that of a 3-year-old Johnny Castro, who was shot while riding in a car with his targeted father, happened in 1982.
Damn.
Yeah. And prosecutors were seeking the death penalty. Listen to this shit. They were seeking the death penalty, but...
she had some loyal hitmen to get that many kills.
Dude, for real.
Damn.
Because this dude is also in the show. But, okay, so prosecutors were seeking the death penalty, but their star witness, who was Jorge Rivi Ayala, his credibility was undetermined when it was revealed that, like, he agreed to testify against her.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but then it was revealed that he had been having phone sex with secretaries in the prosecuting attorney's office. One of the women claimed that she was acting on orders of the prosecutor, who denied the charges. So it got thrown out because of that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Schlesinger, mm-hmm. who prosecuted Griselda, believed she committed and commissioned a lot more murders than the 3 where she was being charged. Obviously, the 200 that everyone thinks she did. So it would certainly be dozens. We have no idea. We have no idea here how many murders she authorized in Colombia, Schlesinger told the Miami Herald. She was a complete sociopath. She murdered people at the drop of a hat. She would kill anybody who displeased her because of a debt, because they screwed up on a shipment, or she didn't like the way that they looked at her.
That's how you run a tight ship.
Dude, that is how you run a tight
ship. If she had I bet even if she had a hitman that seemed uneasy about something or was told her his concerns, like, what if we shouldn't? She probably had his ass killed too.
Oh, 5,000%. 5,000%.
Cold-blooded.
She's like, no loose strings here.
For real.
In 1998, Blanco ultimately pled guilty in exchange for a reduced sentence. And 6 years later, in 2004, she was released and deported to Colombia. Griselda reportedly retired from a life of crime and lived a quiet life. Griselda Blanco, also known as La Madrina or the Godmother and the Queen of Cocaine, was gunned down by an assassin in Medellin, Colombia on September 3rd, 2012. She was outside of a butcher shop when the masked man shot her twice in the head, then drove away on a motorcycle, the Miami Herald reported. Law enforcement personnel told the newspaper that they had already assumed that Griselda had died, that she had been dead for years.
What the?
It's surprising to all of us that she had not been killed sooner because she made a lot of enemies, former Miami homicide detective Nelson Andrews said. When
you'd think she'd try to go to, like, protective custody or somewhere where no one would know her.
I don't know how she didn't think.
She's brazen.
Yeah. When you kill so many and hurt so many people like she did, it's only a matter of time before they find you and try to even the score. So she was reportedly with a pregnant daughter-in-law at the time who was unharmed in the shooting. And she was 69 years old when she was killed. The Miami Herald reported that another daughter-in-law of hers was in their car at the time. And after Griselda was shot, she went and laid a Bible on her chest. I don't know how true that is, though, because why the fuck would you be carrying around a Bible? But, I mean, I don't know. I guess they were like, well, I mean, it could happen any time. Let's just keep the Bible. So Griselda's former romantic partner, which was the last that she had, the last that she had, I'm assuming it was in the United States before she went back. His name is Charles Cosby. He told the outlet that she found religion in later years, adding, at the same time, you can't bring a Bible to a gunfight.
Right.
So Griselda had four children. She and her first husband, Trujillo, shared three sons, Hubert Trujillo, Dixon Trujillo, and Osvaldo Trujillo. And then she gave birth to a youngest son, Michael Corleone Blanco. Most notably, Michael became a reality star on VH1's Cartel Crew, in which he claimed, I didn't even know there was such a show.
VH1 is crazy for that.
They are. Like, what the
fuck? I know about Surreal Life. I don't know about Cartel Crew.
I wonder how short-lived that was.
Jeez.
So he claims in that show that he began working for his mother's cocaine business when he was 12 years old. And after Griselda's arrest in 1985, he led a quiet and private life with relatives, traveling between Colombia and the United States and staying near his mom's correctional facility in California. So following Griselda's death in 2012, he decided to change his trajectory in life and not follow in her footsteps. Hubert, Dixon, and Osvaldo were reportedly killed before Michael reached adulthood, due to their involvement in the drug business for the Miami Herald. When I got that phone call and I knew that my mother was dead, I realized that our previous cartel lifestyle was completely over. I had to make a choice right then and there, he told People in 2019. Mm-hmm. Michael continued, I had to evolve and become a different person in order to break that tie, so my children wouldn't have to live that life that I lived. It wasn't easy, and until this day, it's very hard for me. Today, Michael owns the Pure Blanco lifestyle brand. And as for his mom's presence in pop culture, he has worked on several projects about her. And he sued Netflix and Vergara, alleging his private artistic literary work was stolen and inspired Griselda. He also said of the Netflix show, my mother was a beautiful woman, and it's crazy that a lot of people say, no, you've got to look more like a drug addict. The fact that they call her ugly, that really offends me, he told the Daily Mail. People see the mugshot and they just go from that. But when you read my book, you'll see that my mother was called the porcelain doll in her youth. Mayors, governors, politicians in different countries would try to court my mother. Even here in the United States, she was the creme de la creme. He continued, she was always a beautiful woman. Now, of course, 26 years of jail will age a person. And my mother was so used to pampering and she was so used to her maintenance. She wasn't a saint, but I'll tell you something. My mother was a star and a queen.
Wow. Okay.
He loved the fuck out of her.
Respect.
Yeah. Larger than life and one of the few women. Oh my God, it's only 24 minutes. I'm already almost done. I'm already done. Okay. All right. Larger than life and one of the few women to attain such power in the drug world. Blanco inspired books, movies, and TV shows. She notably was featured in the documentary Cocaine Cowboys that came out in 2006. Served as a central figure in Cocaine Cowboys 2, Hustlin' with the Godmother, which came out in 2008, and was the focus of the Netflix limited series, Griselda. And that's the end of my story.
What was I going to say? Is Trujillo, was that Yenny Rivera's first husband's name too? Am I tripping? Sounds familiar.
No, that wasn't. That wasn't.
Other than that, holy shit, that's wild. I remember watching Narcos for a little bit. I don't think I finished it. I made it pretty far in that series, though, too. That was another Netflix.
That one was good. I liked Pedro Pascal's character.
OMG, yeah, and the blonde guy.
Yes. What the fuck was his name?
And Pablo, too. Whoever played, he played him pretty well.
Yeah, he did. He looked nothing like the real Pablo.
I know. And as far as the likeness of Sophia and I don't know. Yeah. I do like that they started picking people because it's like, okay, why is Shia LaBeouf playing a Mexican or whatever type situation? So at least, you know, Sophia's from Colombia and she knows about the country and stuff. So to that, fair, I'll give them props.
To be fair, we already talked about this fucking movie. He's not
great.
Mexican. No.
Even Jack Black did better.
He's supposed to play a white kid that was raised by Mexicans.
Oh, see, I haven't seen the movie, so I'm already jumping on with the other people. Well, like, where's
everybody else? Yeah, everyone else was.
Let me pick a different example. Gwen Stefani in the Luxurious music video.
That is perfection. And doing the fucking kawaii shit.
I get nervous talking about the Japanese stuff because I can't speak on that, but at least Gwen was raised in Anaheim where apparently there was cholas everywhere, so
I guess
they kind of like included her in that culture, but
I don't know.
It's still a touchy subject.
Yes, I am glad though that you said that, like you said, Griselda's at least Colombian.
Right. Let's start doing that a little bit more because it kind of gives people a more of a connection. Instead of like a white actor having to do all this research on the culture and stuff, it's like, okay, pick someone from there and they know. They've lived there. They know how it works, how it goes.
Yes.
They can relate better to the lifestyle or whatever. But so that's good. What else was I going to say? I think VH1 did that show Mob Wives also, which was kind of sketchy too. Aren't people going to
be mad about that? That shit.
Watching that for a bit.
It just didn't seem, I don't know. Right. I feel like that would be super staged. There's no way that you could actually,
I would think that'd be kind of dangerous or illegal, glamorizing crime or something.
Glamorizing crime, that's a good one.
I am watching Breaking Bad right now for like the 50th time. It's been on this like free channel, like it literally plays every single episode and then starts again from season one, so I've just been watching it every time I remember to watch it, and I am still, it's cringy because like I like anti-hero characters. It's not that I sympathize with them or anything, but like I watched The Sopranos recently too for the first time and I was like, yo, this is cool.
Is it?
I loved it. Oh, it had me quoting, it had me talking crazy. And then Breaking Bad too, and I forgot my car is featured in Breaking Bad at one point too, and so I took a screenshot. I was like, dang, there's my little white egg. So, yeah, I had my Heisenberg shirt on yesterday. I'm just repping.
Look at you.
If I could ever meet those guys, fucking Bryan Cranston and Paul, what's his name? I would freak the fuck out because I love their characters. Name. Something. Aaron Paul, I think is his name.
I think you might be right.
Plays Jesse. Anyways, yes. I'm obsessed with that kind of stuff. Drugs, not cool. So don't come for us. We cover, you know, criminals, crime. It's interesting stuff. Once again, you know, we got to give discretion there where we, you know, we don't support that stuff and the import of drugs. And I'm saying, that's what I was about to ask you. Like, I feel like this might be controversial, but I mean, like, I feel like drugs were cleaner back in the day, like 80s.
Oh, yeah, you know? Because now they're not cutting shit with fentanyl.
No, hell no. They're cutting corners and it's like dangerous. Like it was always dangerous, but now it's like real dangerous.
I mean, we had to worry about like fucking baby laxative at most.
Now it's freaking brutal.
Yeah.
But you know, drugs, crime, it's not black and white. People have to survive out there, you know, make a living how they can. And I'm not excusing it, but it's just like, I wish people would take a second to read it and but yeah, very cool, very good that you covered that because it's like more recent, everybody's talking about it. I had never known about her either, so I'm gonna have to check out that show.
You will love it. You'll love it,
especially from a woman, like for a woman to run shit like that, like whoa
dude, she gives a fucking iconic speech.
She's a badass.
Yeah, to like rally the troops, you know? And I was like, I would love to join this right now.
Idolizing a criminal, but
I know. I was like, fuck.
You did that shit.
Her speech was really good, though. Like, it made sense. I was like, this is how you get people.
Right. Is it in a way, or is it this, she just wanted all the glory and stuff? Because I remember Pablo, he was called, you know, the Peter Pan, what the fuck? The Robin Hood of his community. But I don't know if Griselda is the same way. She just wanted all the fame and money and
power. They called her Pepper wants to say too. She's like, I watched it too.
Right. She's repping Mexico.
Oh, Pepper, yeah. Is. She's like, what could I mean? She was called La Madrina because all the girls that she brought, so I guess I could have added this in the fucking episode, but she would get girls to bring or to wear the garments that had, what's it called? That had the shit in there.
Mm-hmm,
they would wear them to through the airports or whatever to get them. So, whoever it was, like, all these girls came from Colombia where her clothing thing was, where her garment factory was. They would wear the garments from that factory through the airports. And then she would meet them at a hotel where she set them up. She'd give them money for doing that, for bringing the stuff over. And then they would be free to be in Miami. So, but she would have them go back and forth. So they called her La Madrina because she gave them all that money. Like, she helped them.
Aww.
And I'm assuming it was a little of, I am tired of men treating me like I can't fucking do this shit.
Aww.
And a little of, I want all the power.
Okay. Makes sense.
The show starts with a quote from Pablo Escobar that says, the only man I've ever feared is a woman named Griselda Blanco.
OMG, iconic.
Yeah, I was like, that's a good
one. What a legacy.
I know.
And, you know, respect, as cold-blooded as she sounds, other narcos were fucking having pregnant women swallow baggies or, put stuff inside their body. Yes. And she at least thought of something a little safer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if those things busted inside the person, they were dead. Directly into the bloodstream.
Horrifically.
So, God. And pregnant women too, because it's like, oh, they're for sure not going to be searched, or, you know, they're not going to be made to bend over and spread eagle, whatever. Yeah. So they would use pregnant women and put them on the plane, and they would just die if things went wrong. But at least she thought of at least a safer way to smuggle.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, there you go. Very cool. There was something else I forgot. Nope, I don't know.
Okay.
Anything else? Any housekeeping?
For
the pod. It's been a long time.
We talked about, what's her name? What the fuck is her name? What is that little girl's? Gypsy. We talked about Gypsy.
We did.
What else has been happening?
Oh my gosh, the Love Has Won doc on HBO on the Max.
Oh yeah.
That was hard. That was crazy. It really puts into perspective like how dangerous it is to have people believe you.
Yes.
Like, that's, dude, really scary.
The guy, Jason, the
Lord, Father God.
The last Father God. I swear to God, we were watching it, and I was like, we need to turn this off. And Jeremy was like, what the fuck's wrong?
Ooh, I can't, dude, say his
name. He reminded me.
I'm going to take that out. I'm going to have to bleep that out. But yes, we know someone. You told me, I think. Okay. And then I watched that and I was like, interesting. Because I was never around that person.
Really?
So I, no, I, in passing, you know, in passing, whatever, but never a conversation or anything long enough to see his personality or whatever. But
I know, that's it.
That is wild. Yeah. That's like sociopathic.
Dude, that it literally is.
I guess more narcissistic, if anything. I don't know.
Yes.
And this, he was real scary, weird, though, when Father God was on those drugs. So I'm glad he got clean, because.
Well, I don't know how clean he is, because on YouTube, he has a channel where he still talks about that shit, but he doesn't.
Right. Okay, I was about to ask. I think they still continue on the Love Has Won thing.
Yeah, but he's not like a super big part of it anymore. But
but the two girls, right? Faith and what's her name?
Yeah, those two bitches are. Yeah, they.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, they're still obsessed. But this Jason dude is like separate from them now. But he still spits out weird shit, and I'm like.
Speaking of, while we're on docs, I started watching the Natalia Speaks. Holy
dude,
crap.
Dude, I couldn't get through the first episode. The parents.
That's what Michael, the dad. Like, yes. I'm like, relax, calm down. This is not about you. He was freaking me out. He needs to see a doctor or something.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening?
People talk about how his eyes are like wide. Like psychotic.
Yeah.
You can see the top of the eye. What is it? The sclera?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's a little freaky, but.
He was freaking me out. And so now I'm on season two. Also, holy shit, his wife, she is wild. She's very sexual. So that was a weird turn that.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was like, I can't finish.
What a weird situation.
And I've heard her story on. Like several podcasts. So I was like, I already know what happens. Anyways, I cannot stand this man.
Oh gosh. It was so hard to make it through how he was acting. I was like, how are people able to record him and hold the camera and not,
right?
And not laugh? Like,
I'm sure they were like, this is gold. This is gold. Continue, sir. The same energy. Just continue.
Out. I feel bad for the orphan, obviously, like Natalia. She was a child. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, how to end up in the wrong hands. Talk about fucking.
Dude, mistakes. Seriously.
Golly. And how trippy is it that the orphan movie came out, I think, after? Yeah, it came out after.
Yeah, it came out after. Adopted,
which is so weird. What a weird parallel. I don't know. I think that bitch. The wife or whatever, she wanted a high status situation and she wanted to be seen as like such a good person, and then she backed out as soon as it was too much health concerns and surgeries and stuff. She was like, nah, you're an adult, you're gonna live on your own. Like, damn.
Yeah.
So of course she's weird, she doesn't know how to act. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, no one has showed her. Yeah.
Ugh, I don't know, but I gotta finish that just to finish it. It's really hard to make it through, but I need to finish it just to see what happens, because now Michael and his wife are going to court versus each other. It's all crazy, but such a weird situation. Other than that, yeah, that's that. We're watching TV these days, guys.
We sure are.
It's fun.
Happy 2024.
Happy 2024, everyone. We are getting the ball rolling.
We sure are. Mm-hmm.
Cool stuff planned, and some updates coming, hopefully. Scott Peterson has been
God, that is what I was going to tell you about.
I saw a TikTok recently, too, that it's like, if y'all still think he's innocent, you're fools. And I was like, okay, I'm a fool.
Are on that fucking –
because it's like, he's a bad person, yeah, but I don't know if he did it. But now I'm thinking, all right, you know. But it's just so complicated when it's like, just like with the Casey Anthony situation, it's like, okay, gas her. And you're like, wait a minute. Can we just like do life in prison? Because that's a little bit easier of a sentence to feel good about voting for. I don't know. That's where it gets kind of complicated. Like, damn, he's a cheater, but should he die? I don't know.
I mean, at the very least, just keep his ass in jail. Like, fuck.
He's a literal idiot.
He's an idiot and a piece of shit. He can stay in jail. I mean, he doesn't have to die, but he can stay
in jail. I'm thinking he's guilty nowadays. So, update on that. So, if anybody was like, still thinking about that case and being like, Abby is stupid. Because, you know what? With these documentaries, that's what's so rough these days is like, these documentaries are not so neutral anymore. It's like,
no, Peacock
has Casey Anthony speaking out. Guess what? Her parents are coming back. They're coming back.
They sure are.
So it's never going to end. It's never going to end.
And for what? Like, y'all are just, neither side is going to
and
fucking.
And that poor baby is still dead.
Yes.
Like, let her rest.
Let it, yeah, just let it go.
But I understand why they'd want to come back swinging after those allegations on that Peacock documentary. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But either way, like, what? Well, no one believes Casey.
Right.
Anyways.
These documentaries have a lot of guts these days to be how, you know, how they angle the situation and yeah. put certain things out there. Because then my dumbass is over there like, And then people are like, hello, let's think. Let's use our brain.
Let's be a little more critical.
Oh, I'm so naive. I'll fall for anything. I'll be walking through the prison talking to the inmates and I'll believe every one of them. He didn't do it. He needs to get out of here.
Yeah, that would definitely be you. And come find out who kills you later. Okay.
Oh, so ridiculous. I know. It's such a... I have that privilege of being stupid because, I mean, something would have happened to me by now. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Knock on wood.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ridiculous. But well, guys, we're back. Hopefully you had a good time. We're discussing Griselda this time around. Check out the show if you haven't already. I will do the same and tell you what I think maybe next time when it's my turn. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. We will be back next week. And take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you next time.
So, did we give you the creeps?